somebody was driving with the window open. Good morning, KJL.
FM. Thank you.
I'll be late, dude.
EFM.
What's up?
Not too much. Just out on Lake St. Clair trying to catch some fish, and it's not going so well.
My son is out there somewhere with his son and a little 12-foot thingy. I don't know where they ended up going fishing, but that's where they're at.
Yeah, we've tried about 3 or 4 spots. We've driven all over the lake and just not having much luck today. We're in Ford's Cove right now at the Ford Mansion. Nothing in here either.
Where's that at? Down south?
Yeah, it's like Grosse Pointe Park or Farms, somewhere down there. It's near the Grosse Pointe Yacht Club, just north of it.
Yeah, I'm sure he's at the north end of the lake because he lives in Lenox. So my guess, he's in one of the bays. Anchor Bay, Fisher Bay, Little Muskimo. I guarantee he's up in one of those bays. Give me a minute, I can look. I track him.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to make a run and head back up to the north end. Probably go hit the mile roads here next up to Metro. See if we get anything there. And then we'll, go head over to the North Channel or something like that.
He's up by Colony Drive near China Township. I'll give him a call for you. I'll see if he's catching anything up there.
Oh, he's way up there. Yeah, it'd be interesting to hear if anything's biting up there.
Be right back. WABD. Marine One, you still out there?
Yes, I am. KE8TFM.
WBD. Yeah, he's in the North Channel right now. They're bass fishing. He says they're not doing any good either, so I don't know what type of fishing you're doing, but he said he got a couple hits, but nothing's really clamping on.
Yeah, that's about what we've been seeing. We're kind of fishing for a little bit of everything here, and no one around us catching fish. It's definitely a slow day. I'm kind of surprised.
Yep, fishies are on to you guys. Okay, I'll let you go. Good luck fishing. Hope it goes well. The FBI repeater, the official fishing network. Talk to you guys later. WADD.
All right, take it easy. Thanks for checking. I appreciate it. KE8TFM. I'll be monitoring.
Wally, are you still on the air? WARCY. WARCY, clear. W8VD, W8RCY calling. W8RCY, clear.
What you doing, Gunn?
Good morning. I heard you give a fishing and boating report, but I have not heard any updates on the house pet. How's the doggy?
We're going to pick her up. So she's doing better, but apparently it was a severe case of pancreatitis, which basically has two outcomes for dogs, a good one and a bad one. And she's doing well, so they told us that we could come get her. So I medicated her up, started her on an IV, pushed a whole bunch of antibiotics in her, and apparently it worked. So we're going to get her. And for what this cost, I could have bought a repeater.
I can make a contribution towards the repeater down the road if you'd like. You made the right decision for sure, and I'm glad to hear that she's coming home. So that's what's important here and now. Missed you yesterday, but we fully understood.
Oh, yeah, it was an all-nighter. So I do have to say the place that we found to take her to, it was top-notch. I mean, it was cleaner, nicer, more people staffed than most people hospitals. Very, very professional. But with that also comes dineros. So, you know, we just looked at it. So we were happy with the care, shocked with the price.
Again, wise decision, great investment. Hopefully you'll have many more years of rewarding time. That's what's important. They are a member of the family no matter how you look at it. So I'm glad the outcome is good. Appreciate the update. It sounds like you're on the road on your way there, so I will let you get on to it. And if Ms. Marion's with you, good morning to her, and have a great day.
You too. And for the people that are fishing, my son still isn't doing any good. So, and he's in another channel. So, and he's with his son, so my grandkid. So, but they're trying. He said they were bass fishing, and I forget the call of the other gentleman. He was trying to catch anything he could. So, all is well. And thanks for the kudos. And you have a good day. WADD.
I haven't gone fishing in such a long time. I had to look the word up in the dictionary because I forgot. It'd probably be when I was in my early 20s was the last time I went fishing, and went Chinook and salmon fishing up in Ludington area out there on Lake Michigan. So it's been a few decades. All right. Have a great day. W8RCY, we're clear.
KF8DRC from WD8KLL. KF8DRC from WD8KLL.
KF8DRC, good morning.
Are you on the move?
Yes. Give me a few minutes and I'll call you when I'm on 75.
Okay. No problem.
All right. Talk later. KF8DRC.
Okay, Jack. WD8KLL clear.
WD8KLL, KF8 WIC.
WDAKLO, eject.
On northbound 75 at Auburn Hills.
Okay, yeah, you got about 35, 40 minutes.
If you do 80, 90, you don't have it by 20 minutes.
Yeah, you're Roger on that one. Go ahead, light it up.
Peter?
You're going so fast, I can't even hear you.
Peter!
Yeah, we all know who that is.
Talk later. KSA, DRC, Detroit Rock City.
All right, Jack, drive safe. See you in a bit. WDAKLO clear.
KF8S, downtown New Baltimore.
That you here?
NHTV. NHTV.
This is KJVD, Albany Net Control for the Michigan ARPSC Net. Any station wishing to check into the pre-net, please call now.
OPU. SWR for the statement.
KB8SWR, have you checked in? This is KJBB, Net Control for the Michigan ARPSC Net. could you repeat your call sign, please? Okay, well, nothing heard. This is KJBD, Net Control Station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps Net. This net meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 3932 kilohertz. That's bang on where we are right now. Our alternate frequencies are 5346.5 and 7232 kilohertz. These are the designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on EchoLink, but will be receive only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning OCSCOM in Michigan. This includes Aries, NCS, and Skyward, all radio amateurs with a sincere interest and supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is KHJBD. My name is Jim, and I hold the position of ETRO, Washtenaw County. From the pre-net group, I have the following stations listed. WBD, N8OBU, KB8SWR, KB8TCW, N8WRO. There was another station. I thought I heard a Kilo Foxtrot 8 Tango something, but I could not pick it up. From the pre-net group, I have the following stations listed. So, those stations need not check in again, but other stations for the net, please call them out. KJBD, Net Control. Got a Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo something something. You really broke it up. You're coming in through the repeaters. So try it again, please. Amateur is out. Checking the monitoring. One was heavily dented, not working real well. One failed just fine, so we just keep chewing away at it. We're just almost done with the initial coverage of all of the sirens here, so we'll ship off fairly soon. So here's me. I am net control, and I will move next to WB8TQZ. Sir.
Good afternoon, Jim. KJBD in the Michigan ARPSB net. This is WBS. This is Rocky City. 92-year-old Sir Max, MITN net manager. Yesterday we had one of our two annual public service events. We had coverage for a 6K run as part of the local summer festival. Could have maybe used a couple more people, but we had enough to do a proper job of it between us and the public safety people. They had pretty good control on the route, which is, I think, the best I've ever seen it, and good for them. Everybody had a pretty good time, went pretty well. Of course, we've done it a number of times, and we pretty well have the formula figured out by now. There's a lot to be said for record keeping and learning from your mistakes. And we have. The next one coming up, if we can get through together, will be the weekend after Labor Day over in Poulsen for an event they have there. So it's not super big, not super involved, but it gets people out. It's going to give us a little bit of experience, and I'll tell you that it's better than nothing. Relying on 40 meters in the morning. Also, using 60 meters, usually channel 4, sometimes that's necessary. MITN is still getting by at 7 o'clock in the evening on 3953, but we also occasionally resort to 60 meters channel 4 for that, depending on conditions. So, for those that are interested in participating, just check the reflectors. Net control usually posts whatever is found to be necessary on a given day if it's not the, regular frequency. And, another good opportunity. And if you got some traffic you want to send, by all means, bring it along. We can use the business. Back to net, WDTQZ.
WVA-TQZ, I caught about the last three or four sentences of that. The bands are sort of up and down. But once again, thanks very much for your comments there. Hopefully some of the others a little closer picked them up. Like I said, I only caught about the last two or three sentences. Anyway, once again, thanks for checking in with that. This is KJBD Net Control, and let's move next to N8OBU. Your comments, sir.
All right, fine job doing net control. I know it can be a little bit tough on your end. It's a little bit rough sometimes with, you know, trying to make people out on my end, but I appreciate your efforts. I'm sitting here. I'm getting ready to cook dinner, but I'll be monitoring if I'm needed. And thanks again for being net control. Take care. N8OBU.
Hi, N8OBU. Thanks for the kind words there. Yeah, HF can be a little rough a lot of the time. But once again, thanks for all the efforts you do.
Here's into you and everybody.
Well, thank you, Nick.
Hey, how are you, mobile? You're talking to me? I'm the Bravo 8 on control. This is... It's not full of comment. That control this.
Michigan weather, really and truly. Let's move next to Whiskey 8 Alpha Uniform X-ray. Your comments, sir. Alpha Uniform X-ray, your comments, sir. Hi, KGBD Net Control. Did I get his call sign correct? Did I get his call sign correct? Any relays? Okay, well, nothing heard. Let's go to any other stations that wish to check in to the Michigan ARPSC section net. Any stations wishing to check in, please call now. It's KJBD, Net Control. Any relays? Okay, well, thanks to all that participated in this net. We certainly appreciate it. Couldn't happen without you. So this is KJBD Net Control. I'd like to thank the Central Michigan Emergency Network for their assistance in all of the DHF and UHF linkage here. We certainly do appreciate that. And with that, I'm going to call the net at 1722. This frequency is now returned to regular amateur use. 73 all, and enjoy the rest of the day. This is KJBD out.
Okay, thank you.
KBD SWR, dropping the VHF site. KBD SWR.
KFAEOR for a radio check. Over. KFAEOR, and I'm